Orca advocates received good news this week. The Washington State Legislature announced they will allocate $750,000 to discuss what could happen if the four dams on the Lower Snake River are removed. The southern resident orca population in the Puget Sound remains one of the most iconic species of wildlife to the area, but the population is dwindling. They've been on the endangered species list since 2005, and there are only 73 left. A task force was created last year by Governor Jay Inslee, and experts say to save the orcas, we must also save their food source, mainly Chinook salmon. To save the salmon, the issue of dams across the Lower Snake River must be addressed. In the past, the presence of dams on the Lower Snake has been a controversial topic. The dams provide hydroelectricity, and many have been in place since the 1970s. The dams produce 3,000 megawatts of electricity, or enough to power Seattle three times over, depending on the time of year. However, the presence of the dams warms water temperatures, which changes the natural ecosystem of the river, and the dams themselves can actually harm salmon that travel from oceans to rivers to spawn. According to Save Our Wild Salmon, an activist group in Spokane, dams kill between 40 and 92% of the migrating Snake River salmon in Steelhead. Orcas play an important role in the ecosystem and in the cultures of peoples that share the area. In addition to commonly being depicted in contemporary art in Washington, to native cultures along the coast and into British Columbia, the orca whale is considered to be closely tied to humans. Symbolizes many things, among them both a fierce warrior and ruler of the sea, and a symbol of harmony, family, and protection. The $750,000 will fund a two-year operating budget. Discussions will involve tribes, federal, state, and local entities to discuss the social and economic impacts if the dams were to be taken down.